You're listening to the audio production of How to Lead When You're Not in Charge, Leveraging Influence When You Lack Authority by Clay Scroggins, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Andy Stanley's foreword, read by Gabe Wicks. Foreword. Autonomy is a myth. It's a myth passed from one generation of wannabe leaders to the next. Eventually, every leader is forced to come to terms with the reality that everybody is accountable to somebody. Like most life lessons, the sooner a leader embraces this, the better. Leaders who wrap themselves in the security blanket of "if I were in charge" or "when I'm in charge" as an excuse for poor performance and lack of initiative will most likely never be in charge. On the other hand, the real leaders in an organization will find a way to lead the charge until they are in charge. Ultimately, those are the folks great leaders put in charge. I've been on both sides of this equation. I remember sitting in a restaurant with my leadership team the Monday after I announced to a ballroom full of folks that we were starting a new church. The six of us had worked together for several years. I smiled and said, "Congratulations, we are they. You know, they. The folks everybody in management complains about. We were they." I'm not sure it had dawned on us that from that point forward, we didn't really have anybody to complain about or blame. That was 22 years ago. They are still they, and they have gone the distance to build an extraordinary organization. They were prepared for the day they finally became they. I chose that particular team because they had led well in an organization that neither honored nor encouraged leadership. I'd watched them lead when they weren't in charge, so I knew they were the group to put in charge. When you find people who can get things done in an organization conspiring against them,